Did you know that the Bosnians used to pray 5 times a day before they were even Muslim? You see, in the 200s, the Roman Empire had gotten too large and was now buckling under its own weight. And in 285, in a move that would forever seal the fate of the Roman Empire, the decision was made to split the administration of the empire between two cities, keeping the capital of the western half in Rome and bringing the eastern half under the administrative control of Constantinople. And a few decades later, a second fateful decision would be made when in 313, the Roman Empire officially ended its persecution of the Christians and officially recognized the religion now that the first Christian emperor had ascended to the throne. Christians of all doctrines, some Unitarian, some Binitarian, and some Trinitarian, began to live in the Roman Empire without any constant fear of oppression, and they continued building churches and spreading their religion throughout the empire. Eventually, this led to great conflicts and confusion between the churches, and so, in 380, the Roman Empire officially adopted a Trinitarian version of Christianity as its official religion and began a campaign of persecution against all other forms of Christianity. And that's where things get interesting. You see, these edicts were easy to enforce in the major cities where the administrative authority was strong. But the further you went out from the cities, the weaker the empire's grip was on its population. And even within the major cities themselves, Rome and Byzantine were far enough apart from each other that the churches in each city began to differ. And eventually by 1054, the Catholic Church in Rome and the Eastern Orthodox Church in Constantinople had completely split from each other in what was known as the Great Schism. And then you had the lands of Bosnia. Bosnia sits right along the border between the dominions of the Catholic and the Eastern Orthodox churches, just outside of the reach of both of them. And because of this, persecuted sects of Christianity were able to escape punishment and sometimes even flourish there. One of the most famous examples of this was the Church of Bogomil in the 900s, a Bulgarian priest who condemned the use of the cross, declaring it a form of idol worship. Under his leadership, the Bogomils refused to bow down before any images or relics or saints, and they were even said to have prayed 5 times a day, reciting the Lord's Prayer each time. They also refused to accept Jesus, peace be upon him, as the second person in a Trinity, but rather that he was the spoken word of God, a concept that Islam affirms because Allah simply said the word be, and he was created, just like Adam, not needing a father. Bogomilism eventually spread throughout Bosnia and the surrounding areas, even though they were considered heretics by both the Catholic and Eastern Orthodox churches. Bogomilism and other heretical sects eventually led to Pope Gregory IX calling for a crusade against Bosnia in 1235. This then led to the Bosnian Crusades, in which Hungary tried but failed to invade Bosnia, only managing to capture some peripheral territories where they burned the so-called Bosnian heretics at the stake. The only reason the invasion stopped was because the Mongols began invading Europe from the east, and the Hungarian army was recalled to defend it. Other popes later on continued to call for the crusades against the Bosnians, such as Pope Innocent IV, Pope Benedict XII, and Pope Urban V. All of their hostility and animosity from both the popes in Rome and the archbishops in Constantinople, and the fact that the Bosnians themselves were split between many churches and their competing doctrines and ideas, meant that there was no dominant church in Bosnia, and that the Bosnians as a whole were less devoted to Christianity than other peoples in the Roman Empire. And then, in the late 1300s, a new religion appeared on its borders. And by the way, if you want to support the channel and help me pay my editors, you can sign up for my Patreon, link in the YouTube video description or on my TikTok profile. Anyway, the Ottoman Empire had begun their expansion into the Balkans, conquering much of modern-day Greece and Macedonia and Serbia, before launching a campaign against Bosnia. Eventually, in 1463, the Ottoman Empire officially established the Sanjak of Bosnia, but it would take another 129 years before all of modern-day Bosnia was finally incorporated into the Muslim Empire. At that time in history, religion was highly intertwined with identity and citizenship. It was a declaration of your allegiance. And just like in modern times, if you're not a citizen of a country, you won't have access to the full rights of it. You can't vote if you're not a citizen. You can't hold office if you're not a citizen. And in some countries even, you can't buy property if you're not a citizen. Well, in medieval Europe, the church and the state were one and the same. And if you wanted full rights of citizenship, you needed to belong to the state church. Similarly, under the Ottoman rule, the Ottoman government was intertwined with the rulings and practices of Islam, and so to hold office or to be in some high-ranking positions in the army, one had to swear their allegiance to Islam. However, the difference between the European states and the Ottoman Empire was that while Christians burned Bosnians at the stake for being part of the wrong church, the Ottomans, by comparison, were exceptionally tolerant of other religions, allowing them to continue practicing their beliefs and their faith, and even appointing for them judges within their own communities to rule according to their local laws, separate from the Islamic legal system. And as for the jizya tax non-Muslims had to pay, this was in place as part of a system whereby Muslim armies would protect the lands and its inhabitants even if the locals weren't Muslim, and those locals wouldn't be conscripted and forced to take up arms. And considering Bosnia was the frontier land under the constant pressure from the Austrian and Hungarian armies, and that it had experienced its own crusades from the Catholic churches in the past, the Ottomans had to expend enormous resources to fortify those borders from future invasions. And of course, if someone converted to Islam, that jizya tax no longer applied. It was these incentives, along with the fact that the Bosnians weren't particularly loyal to any church, as well as the fact that many of them were already familiar with many of the elements of Islam because of the influence of Bogomilism in their past, that all of this eventually caused many Bosnians to embrace Islam. Over 100 years, a gradual change took place as individuals and families and tribes converted to Islam one by one, each choosing one reason to convert or another. And it was only by the 1600s that enough Bosnians had actually converted to Islam that eventually the Muslims had become the majority population in the country. And ever since then, the Bosnians have always held an extremely important position in the Muslim world, and they remain a bastion of light and hope deep in the heart of the European continent. Like a follow for more Muslim facts.